the Victorian Form Preview. The best tips you'll get all day, thanks to the TAC. And here's one more tip. Drinking, driving, they're better apart.
Welcome to the Victorian Form Preview on this Tuesday. We are racing at Hamilton. We're on a good four and the rail is in the true position for the entire circuit and finding us all the winners today after a well-deserved Monday off is Warren Huntley. How are you, Waz?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
We've got a few Mondays off now in the summer months, so did that just give you more time to prep for Hamilton?
Well, in some way, yes, but it was just good to enjoy a day without any racing and any necessary, you know, preparation to do leading into the Monday. So I think a lot of the people will enjoy it, and yeah, it extends on and off for about the next 3 months. I think we've got quite a few race-free Mondays in January. February, we're back on for most of the Mondays, and then March, there's a couple of Mondays off as well. So it's nice to have a little bit of a foot off the pedal time.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you make of the meeting today?
Quite like. Tracks in good four range, as you said, and with the rail through good four, if you're on speed at Hamilton, that's not a disadvantage. So I've sort of framed most of my thoughts around, you know, horses that I think are going to get good runs, or if there's some couple of very even races that I found very difficult to sort out. But I think the track will play fairly, as it mostly does. But on firm ground, it's not a disadvantage to be on speed.
All right, well, let's see if Dean Krongold can help us out with a couple of winners, because Dean and Jason have got two runners at Hamilton today. Good morning, Dean. Are you well?
How are you?
Very well indeed, mate. Looking forward to seeing Rockstar Dreams go around in race number 7 today. It looks a good race for this 4-year-old mare after her last run at Bendigo.
Yeah, definitely. She's on the quickish back up, but she's come through that Bendigo run in very good style. Probably, in hindsight, it probably wasn't as bad a run as it looked. She was handy to a hot speed, and she battled on gamely over the final stages. The 1400 is a query, but I guess we'll find out today.
From gate 7, what are you expecting? Where would you like her to be in the run?
Oh, look, we'll roll forward from that gate. It looks like the Aussie Coffee Horse will also push forward, so if we might just let it go and it can take up the running, and we'll just sit off its back, and hopefully it'll be the two that didn't mark it that can fight out the finish.
And then in the next race, you've got Baylorin in, who we haven't seen since was down the track at Kyneton, but do we just forgive because it was the heavy track conditions on that occasion?
Yeah, it was a disappointing performance, but yeah, that's certainly an excuse for her. The heavy conditions, she gets back on top of the ground today, so hopefully we see an improved performance.
Confident both of them will be in the finish?
Look, confident they can both run well. Winning is 50-50, but being in the finish, definitely.
Do we maybe just wait 24 hours for Mississippi tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Got Jay Carr on board, so there must be a good push from the team if you've got Jamie Carr on board.
Yeah, look, the horse is in fantastic order, and she's racing consistently this time in, and obviously the Jay Carr factor is a definite plus.
I saw on social media, Confrontational's heading up north to Queensland. Are you sending a few up there?
Yeah, we've got a little boutique stable up there now, so we're slowly filling it up and getting ready for the carnival up there. So, yeah, you must be excited, Michael, having the big boy up there, and there's a couple of nice races for him leading it up to the big Magic Millions day.
Very excited indeed. All right, best of luck with the runners today, tomorrow, and I'll see you up there for the millions with Big Confrontational. Good on you, Dean.
No, it's Michael. Thanks for having me.
Dean Krongold finding us some winners, hopefully, if not today, tomorrow. Which is a nice early push for Mississippi at tomorrow's midweek meeting. Let's have a look at the first race at Hamilton today, which is a maiden over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can scratch number 6. We've got a first starter from the Matty Ellerdon stable here, Frostwood, which is the favourite at $3.90. It opened up at $6, so there's been market support. Hard Questions, another first starter from the Lindsay Smith stables at $3.90, and then you're out to Viking Rebel at $4.60. What can you tell us about the two first starters that head the market, Warren?
Well, Frostwood's resuming, but it's trialled up okay, right, and it's shown a bit.
It is resuming. It's first up. Okay. So sorry.
Hard Questions and Corona Lad would be the pick of the first starters tomorrow. I think this is a very difficult race to sort out. I like the debut of number 7, Super Snitch, charged to the line over 1,000 metres at Dunkeld. thought the step up to 1,200 metres definitely in his favour, and a slightly more spacious track at Hamilton, and been back to the jump out since and was ridden quite positively there. So I'm wondering if Super Stitch might be ridden a bit more aggressively here. Strong rider in Neil Farley aboard out to 1,200 metres with an on-speed jump out between runs. Slight leaning to seven in a very even race. Head of four hard questions, rode the speed and went nicely in a recent jump out for Lindsay Smith. Looks to have a bit of speed and strength, I'd expect, trying to hold up from that inside draw. Eight Viking Rebel was ducking and weaving late last start. Has a race fitness and experience edge on a number of these. The step up to 1,200 metres looks a positive. And, yeah, Corona Lab, Frostwood, I could mount cases for both of them. I thought the most recent jump out on speed from Corona Lab was encouraging, put him in as next best. But, as I said, concede a case to Frostwood, who I've left out of my top four, but it's favourite. 7-4-8-1.
7-4-8-1 in the first. Race number two is over 1,100 metres. Take out 4, 6, 9 and 14. And Vermentino is a first starter by Extreme Choice from the Mar Eustace stable. Harry Coffey to ride. And it's into odds on $1.80. Jenny of Avalon's at $4.20. Best Wizzled is at $7.50, and then we're out to Bloomin' Crafty at $9. So this has been supported, this first starter. Has it showed up at the trials?
Looked terrific in a recent jump out, Michael. Covering a bit of ground and just seemed comfortable sitting three wide, and then when asked for an effort, just looked to quicken in the manner of a nice horse. I think he'll win. The better odds that were available were more attractive, but I wouldn't even be surprised to see that inward trend with the market continue here. I like him. 5, Vermentino, looks a smart horse. When you said a son of Extreme Choice by Kieran, trained by Kieran Mowen-Davis, that's probably enough anyway. There's not many Extreme Choices that don't go well, and he looks to be a very nice horse. 5, for me, clearly. At a 13, Beswizzled, she comes through the same jump out, Cranbourne, recently. Jump out pressure and race day pressure is different, obviously. She looked to move nicely. I thought Vermentino was the pick of the jump outs, but race day pressure could be a different scenario. 7, Jenny of Avalon, first run for the Luke Oliver stable, gets the blinkers on here and the nose roll off. She's got talent inside draw. Hopefully she can hold up with the blinkers going on. And stablemate to her is Trusting Rosie, who was back in the field but looked to move through the line nicely in a recent jump out. Might be better over a little bit further, but looks like it would be strong late. I'm keen on 5, Michael, out of 13, 7 and 10.
Keen on 5, one of the better bets of the program in race number 2. Race number 3, the scratchings are 9 and 14. Mighty Ganges is the $3.70 favourite. Lunch and Bay Ritz is at $4.20. Sports Idol, $4.60. And then Madam Cha-Cha at $7. So this race looks a bit more open.
It is. Thinking that numbers 3, 4 and 8 are the key numbers. And I'm with Lunch at Bay Ritz, who had a few goes but ran well through the line last start. In an ideal world, you might want to get back up to 1,600 metres. But the fact that Nigel Blackston's keeping him at 1,400 metres, I'm trusting him because I thought he was good through the line chasing Bajrak Tari last start. And I'm with Lunch in Bear. It's 3 ahead of 4. Mighty Ganges, who was noticeably unlucky last start and got held up for clear galloping room back near the inside. Not too sure how well he was going when he finally did get clear. So I'm thinking that's probably a little bit overbet with the hard luck story last start, but a definite winning chance. And the other key winning hope for me, part of the player today, is number 8, Sports Idol, who had every opportunity but worked through the line well last start. Your friend Shanae O'Meara, great to see her get that first winner on the board. Michael taking 4 kilos off. She's got some nice rides right throughout the day. I put 7, Constable Icon, who jumped out nicely going into that first up run. I think he might be ridden positively out to 1,400 metres here. Got him as next best. 3, 4, 8, 7.
3, 4, 8 and 7 in the third at Hamilton. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,600 metres. We can take out 1 and 7. Wheel Rose is the $2.40 favourite. Jazzamataz is at $5. Messina at $5.50. And Nick Starr's also at $5.50. And I heard Ostie this morning with the Breakfast Boys give Messina a pretty good push here, Warren, as well.
Pleased to hear that, Michael. I think that's probably as strong a race and as strong a form line as we've got coming into this maiden, the race behind Submerge, where Messina was a real eye-catcher there at 1,400 metres last start. Step up to 1,600 metres looks suitable. This is another one of the very even races. I could mount a case of 5 or 6 horses here and you know, still be thinking that you might have missed something. I'm gone with 11, Messina, who did hit the line well last start. Liked a recent jump out of Will Rose, the Price Junior Stable, very good at getting horses fit enough to run at this trip first up, and recent jump out was encouraging. 12 Nick Star was solid enough for the line. The two runs to date have been good. Does look like the rising distance here will suit. I put 2 Pragmagony in as a bolter that I thought's jumped out nicely. First run for the Cully Stable. The blinkers are on, the winkers are off. I certainly want to have Pragmatic involved at odds in any multiple bet types. And you can also mount a case for maybe Jazzmataz and Star Killer on 11, 10, 12 and 2.
11, 10, 12 and 2. And you can still get $5.50, $1.90 Messina in race number 4 at Hamilton. Half the card done. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of this, we'll be back with the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
We are up to the first leg of the quaddy and today's Victorian Form Preview, looking at Hamilton, which is race number 5. It is a benchmark 58. Warren Huntley finding us the winners. This is over 1,600 metres. We can take out number 8, and it is Team Coffee who have the favourite here. Boga Dreams at $3.20. Azustic is at $3.50. The Enzo, $5. Boom Boom Sweet, also $5.50. And Dan Barner is at $7.50. So there's a few under double figure odds here, despite it being a relatively small field.
Yeah, load up leg of the quaddy for me, Michael. But Azustic doesn't have to improve. He's getting up in the weights for what he's doing, but he's winning and he's making his own luck. And he put a gap on them last start. I'd expect a similar scenario here, and he was well supported last start, and I was just batting up for Diamonds and Rust in that race, and he dominated that race. So I think Azustic's got as good a chance as anything in a race where I'm going wide in the quaddy. One for me had a 6-stand banner who was good back to the inside last start in a bunch finish, maps to get a good run behind that speed. For the Enzo, similarly, we'll get a nice run just behind the speed, an even run at Moonee Valley last start. I think this is an easier assignment. And 5 Boga Dreams finally broke through. He's been a bit of a work in progress. He wasn't settling in his races, but Ossie and Harry Coffey are working him out, and they've put the winkers on. He still was a bit green when he ran through the line last start, but he does have talent. He goes in, as does number 2, Boom Boom Sweet, into the quaddy. 1-6-4-5.
1-6-4-5 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 is over 2,200 metres. Take out 7. Miss 10,000 is the favourite at $3.20. Pentire Spirit, $3.60. Bannerton, $5.50. Southfield at $6. And Jekyll and Hyde's at $7.50 as well. So it doesn't look much easier, this race here, Warren.
No, it doesn't. But I was batting up for Bannerton at Bendigo last start in a race that I think probably had a little bit more depth. Harry Coffey gave it a beautiful ride from an inside draw, got out and looked to be looming into the race and just plateaued a bit. I think the gear change with the blinkers off, the visor on, back a little bit in distance. Tipping a good day for the Coffees. I'm with 4 Bannerton ahead of 2. Pentire Spirit was very good running through the line. Took a while to balance up, but just kept building momentum strong through the line here at Hamilton. Last start in a high weight benchmark 58. Looks like the rising distance will suit. Main Court was basically eased out. Thought there was some concern for the action in that race last start. The same form line that Bannerton comes through. He's better than that. He's capable of improving here. If he's back at the races, you know he's okay. And 5, Jekyll and Hyde won an easier race last start, but he's a one-pace staying type, and he's still on the up, was only second up with that win last start. 4-2-1-5.
4-2-1-5. Race number 7. Is a benchmark 58 over 1,400 metres. Take out 3. Rockstar Dreams, $3.20. Category 5, $4.80. Battle Master, $5.50. And then you're out to Noble Rocks at $6. Can we trim this leg up at all?
Yeah, I think we can to some extent, Michael. I'm only taking 3 in this leg, and I think that's a fair price. If you had Category 5, you know what you're going to get with him. On the fresh side, back to 1,400 metres with the blinkers on and a 4-kilo claim, the best we've seen of Category 5 is when he's ridden positively and allowed to roll. And gee, I think he'll give a great sight. Number 1, Category 5. Head of 5, Rockstar Dreams. She's got to run the trip, but she also gets a little bit of weight relief with the claim for Kieran Cooley, and she's racing well consistently. 6, Battle Master, first run for the new stable, but had the change of stable with an in-form run last start. Just going to need some luck from that draw. I put 8, a Stately Star, in as next best. 1-5-6-8.
1-5-6-8 in race 7. And the last of 8 jumps at 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's a benchmark 58 Over 1,100 metres, Enigma is the favourite. The scratchings are 2 and 5. You can get $2.40 Enigma. Fight on Shades is at $2.70, and then we're out to Bahrain at $6.50. So there's two pretty tight in the market here. Are they the top two in your mind?
Yeah, the top two, but I want four in this leg of the quaddy. Hopefully we're alive. Certainly intriguing runner for me is Bulldust without a trial or a jump out. If Quinny Scott's got that horse ready to go, then I would want him on my side in the last leg of the quaddy. But Enigma's back to racing in good form. The overall record's quite solid, and this preparation's been good. First up was solid behind the leader and then improved. Second up and won well, was backed accordingly. And I'd expect a similar positive ride here. Three for me, had a 6 Fight on Shades, who was also good winning last start, was only first up, will be fitter. Inside draw for Dean Yendall around. Hamilton's a good scenario. 7 Baylaren's the other one. Been back to the trial since that second up run, and I thought he's going well enough. 1 Bulldust, as I said, the horse that there's a little bit of a query about. I'd be wary of any late market support, but at this stage, I'd want Bulldust on my side in the last leg of the quaddie. 3, 6, 7, 1.
3, 6, 7, and 1. So what do we do today? Best bets, plays of the day.
We'd want a bank before the quaddie starts, Michael. Race 2, number 5, Vermentino, my best. Race 1, number 7, Super Snitch, the one at value. Quaddie first leg, 1, 2, 4, 5 and 6. Second leg, 1, 2 and 4. Third leg, 1, 5 and 6. Home with numbers 1, 3, 6 and 7. Taking a running double in races 2 and 3 as the play of the day. First leg, race 2, number 5, Vermentino, 1 out. Into numbers 3, 4 and 8 in the second leg.
Good on you, Warren. Good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley with all of his selections at Hamilton. Don't forget, you'll be able to find those selections on rsn.net.au on the Tipsters Hub as well. Time now to get the latest from Clint Hutchison from racing.com, who's finding us winners at Hamilton today. How are you, Hutchie?
I'm very well, thank you, Michael. Just on my way into the studio at the moment, and yes, Hamilton, I think there's a couple of nice bets today. There's one shorty and one long price runner that I quite like.
Oh, I like that, because we can just be building the bank for the build-up to the international meeting in Hong Kong as well. And I see J-Mac news this morning. He's going to bypass the Villiers to head over there as well.
Yeah, well, it's big news, isn't it? So he's obviously got a good ride back here at the end of the month, but he's actually got a couple of nice rides there tomorrow, so I think he had a couple of nice rides. I think he can go all right.
Yeah, well, we'll get the latest from you as we build up to the big international meeting as well. But who are the two that you like today at Hamilton?
Well, I'll start with the short price. I wonder if you're probably going to have one bet on the day. I thought that the first starter from the Ma Yeses team, Vermin, really jumped out very nicely indeed, and looks well above average, and I think they've struck a very, very winnable race. There's not much depth with the exposed runners in that field. Was listening to Warren earlier. I tend to agree. I'm not sure what price it'll start, but it could easily start a fair bit shorter. And I think at the moment it's a shade of odds on. It might start even shorter than that. Who knows? But it'll be very tough to beat. If it can live up to the expectations from those jump outs, it looks a great chance.
All right, that's the bank builder. Maybe act quickly if you're listening now, punters. Jump on Vermentino. You can still get around about $1.85. That's in race number 2. And then you've got one that you like at a bit of value.
Yeah, in the following race, actually, it's I think it's quite intriguing, this, because I didn't hear Osti Coffee this morning on the radio, but he's got two runners in race 3. He's got the Sports Idol, of course, and Beach Street. And his son Harry rides Beach Street. And I didn't mind the run last start. The format of that race has worked out really well. There's a couple of winners out of it. So it comes up in trip here. It's $18 at the moment. Look, don't get me wrong, Sports Idol was good. I think Austin could nearly have the Quinella in this race. But I think just at the odds, third run of the preparation up to 1,400. Beach Street looks well over the odds at around that $17, $18 mark. And I think it's worth a play.
Gee. $18, $4.60, Beach Street, Race 3, Team Coffee, and maybe throw it in a bit of a Quinella with Sports Idol, a stablemate as well. You'll be a guarantee invitee to the famous bonfire at the Coffees if you can get home that Quinella today.
Well, Well, they light a good bonfire, don't they? That's for sure. And Harry's riding really well. Actually, they've got some decent chances there today. You mentioned, I think it was a Messina later in the day and a couple of others that Harry rides look to have very good chances. So it'll be a good day for the Coffee Boys.
Well, fingers crossed. And Shania Mara as well. It'd be good to see her ride another winner after that emotional win at Stawell on the weekend. We'll be watching on .com today. Hutchie, best of luck.
Thanks very much, Michael.